Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know that the North is going to get behind him. I mean, the Umbers already gave up his brother. And there is some bitterness about that whole Wildling thing. So,
but the Wildlings do have Giants.
Well, yeah. That's one thing. They may only have 2,000, but they do have 1-1.
Yeah.
And I think he's worth about, a couple hundred human beings at least.
That's a game changer.
Yeah. And it looks like, obviously, Littlefinger was back, which was pretty cool.
I hadn't seen him in a while. I was actually, surprised to see him. And what's his... God, that little kid's name, the nephew. The Aaron kid. I can't remember his name. The kid that with the moon duel. Should we throw him in the moon duel?
That's his only move, right?
Yeah. I didn't even recognize that kid.
He's Lord of the Veil. Yeah, he went through puberty.
Yeah, he's grown since the last time we saw him.
But I bet he still would be breastfeeding if his mom were alive.
Probably.
But, so that's the dude you want in charge. He just... But it was very cool to actually see Starks get back together again.
Yeah.
Because there's been so many instances where they've been close and it just never happened. But I thought that was pretty powerful. And yeah.
And everyone thought
Robin.
That
Robin, that's a kid's
Robin,
name.
Robin, that's his name. Everyone thought that Jon Snow coming back to life was like the big moment for Game of Thrones. And that was like the thing that got a lot of people excited again about the show. For me, the last scene last night where Daenerys finally turned back into a badass. I mean, listen.
I'll believe it when I see it. That storyline has, for one thing, we've seen this before. We've seen her come out of the fire and suddenly have an army.
But it's so depressing, because you know how badass she can be. That she's been lame for the last two seasons.
Well, I think what we've learned is she's a terrible leader. I mean, yeah, she's got dragons, and yeah, she can crawl out of the fire, but she's a horrible leader. And I don't think just getting reborn with a whole new army is going to make that much of a difference. She's going to make fatal mistakes. And the interesting thing to me about this whole episode was how powerful the female characters were. Sansa's the one driving. Hey, we have to go to Winterfell. Yeah. Daenerys sort of reborn again, which, I'm going to stay skeptical on that one until I see her actually do something.
Cersei.
Cersei.
Actually having a good plan to deal with the High Sparrow.
Right.
Actually work.
Yeah, so.
And Margaery, too. Margaery's brother is a little bitch.
Yeah.
And Margaery's hey, bro, why don't you
and Theon's sister. I mean, she's going to. So it was very. It was interesting to me throughout the entire episode how the female characters were the strong ones for the most part. Because even Jon Snow is kind of – I give him a little pass because he died. But he's that's all I've done is fight. And so it really took Sansa hammering him. Also, just kind of a really interesting moment when Brienne runs into the Red Witch and Ser Davos.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of see that – uneasy, it's like I'm not forgiving or forgetting. I think something could happen there eventually. I don't know how that they're all going to be on the same team if that's going to work out. But Ramsay, I'm going to be kind of sad when Ramsay's dead.
Well, how do you know he's going
to
die?
He's got to, right?
Well, he probably does.
Yeah, but he's such a perfect character in terms of. Just being a villain, and plus there's just things about him I like on top of that. And I can kind of see where it all comes from, and it's going to be a shame because like as much as everybody hated Joffrey, once he was dead, you lost a really good character.
Yeah. And Ramsay's kind of been the replacement for Joffrey.
Yeah,
although I think Ramsay might be worse than Joffrey.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I can. Ramsay at least is understandable. Joffrey was just a mean punk.
Right.
Ramsay at least has plans.
But Ramsay's almost more like, it's different because with Joffrey, it seemed like petulance, like childish petulance.
Yeah.
And with Ramsay, it seems like this dude is just a savage.
Yeah. But he has a vision for what he wants to do. I mean, yeah. he wants to be in control, and he's going to do whatever he has to do it. And he's just got that cruel thing. Somebody wants to know, is Tormund going to bang Brienne? Yeah, that looks like that's going to happen.
Gross.
Yeah, that is not a sex scene that I want to see. But it was interesting that our girl Daenerys did do another nude scene after saying she was never going to do it again.
I didn't
think
it was really her boobs at first, but then I was like,
yeah,
that's
she said,
her.
Yeah, she said that was her, and said it was not a body double.
Do you think it was one of those things, remember when Jon Snow died last season? Everybody was saying, Jon Snow's dead, Jon Snow's dead, Jon Snow's dead, and then all of a sudden, obviously, he's alive. And maybe she did that because they were going to promise that she wasn't going to do anymore. And then when the right time came, she did a nude scene.
I think what it is that she is starting to realize that her character is not as good as it was. And everybody wants to be the star of that show, including her. And they said, listen, we've got a storyline that we can put you back on top, but it's going to require you popping those bad boys out again. And she said, I won't do it. And they said, okay, fine. We'll bring Jon Snow back to life, make him the star. And she said, okay, I'll do it. And that's what we got last night. We got the boobs.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.